Welcome to the Prairie's Edge Farm website and podcast. You can find us online at prairiesedgefarm.com and on social media at facebook.com/prairiesedgedairy. If you are in the Willmar, Minnesota area and would like to try some certified organic whole raw milk, farm fresh cream, or skim milk, be sure to check out our website's contact page for contact information. Don't forget, we also sell grass-fed, grass-finished Highland beef and soy-free pork. Here is Carol's latest update.
Hi, everyone. Today is October 25th, 2021, and I am doing our weekly farm update. Not a whole lot has changed out here, besides the weather's a little cooler than last week. Our highs are in the 50s, lows are in the 30s. We've had frost, which so far it hasn't been a killing frost, but it's coming, definitely coming. See, I'm milking 15 cows in the morning and 13 in the evening. We got two that we are slowly drying off. So expecting calves from the one, let's see, she's due here in December. The other one, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with her. She's probably going to end up being shipped because she's got chronic mastitis from having a severe case of frostbite when she calved last winter. Her orifices of her teats on two of them were severely damaged and they no longer close. And so when they don't close, that just allows bacteria to invade her udder, and I just cannot get it under control. And so since she is not bred back, I believe our choice is going to be to have to ship her. And so I'm trying to make her last days here comfortable by slowly drying her off. And if we don't get her shipped right away, she'll just be here until we're ready. But she's not milking very much anymore, so she'll probably be dry by next week. Let's see, in the barn, well, we have bad news from the barn. We lost a calf this morning, I believe to bloat, which I have never experienced in a calf before. And it happened really fast. By the time I discovered it and got the treatment ready, she was pretty close to the end already. I didn't even get a chance to treat her. She literally died in my arms. Sorry. It's a hard part of dairy is when you lose an animal. But it's a fact of life. It happens, and we deal with it, and we move on. So now we're down with calf. So we have a calf of four heifers that are being weaned. We have two pens of three, and then we have one little heifer on a bottle, and a little bull calf arrived this past week, and he is also on a bottle, doing fine. He will probably be leaving here next week to my bull calf buyer, because bull calves don't stay here for very long. We're still pasturing the cattle because we haven't had that killing frost yet, and they're doing really well. They've got plenty of grass to graze on if our weather can stay nice. No, we didn't do any goat breeding this past week, I don't think. Madison was home. Our daughter was home from college, and she took care of the goats, so I kind of lose track sometimes what she's done, but I can't remember if she bred anybody or not. Our horses, we have five miniature horses, and well, they're Madison's horses, and they are out finishing off one of the pastures that the cows are no longer on. They're grazing that off while we get their winter pen ready for them. This past week, I made some mozzarella cheese with our skim milk that comes off of our cream that we separate, and that turned out pretty good. Rich forgot, about a quarter of the cheese sitting on the table overnight, and guess what? I found it in the morning on the bathroom counter because our house cat, Waffles, decided that she wanted some cheese too, and she carried it into the bathroom and ate half of it on the counter. Hey, that's what happens. Cats like cheese, apparently. It was pretty good, I guess. I don't know. But that's my little funny story that happened to us this week. Our raw milk sales are going well. I always have room for more people. If you're looking for raw milk and you're in West Central Minnesota, give me a call, email me, text me, whatever, and I will do my best to get back to you and we can line something up. We're still giving away a free gallon of milk to any family who is interested in trying our milk. And let's see what else. That is probably about it. So until next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Again, if you would like to try some certified organic whole raw milk, farm fresh cream, or skim milk, let Carol know. We also offer grass-fed, grass-finished premium Highland ground beef, as well as soy-free pork.